This week on Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, a key matchup between Bradshaw and Prescott Baseball to end the regular season. Hello, everyone. My name is Torrance Dunham, and welcome to a weekly podcast catching you up on the latest with Central Arizona sports teams. Part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 podcast network, the show features game previews and recaps, along with interviews with coaches and players and much more. The end of the regular season is here for Prescott and Bradshaw baseball, and we got a good series to cap it as the two rivals square off this week for a home and away. The Bears, after a two-game sweep of Mingus and a split with Flagstaff, are 13-3 overall, and in first place in the Grand Canyon region, looking to win back-to-back region crowns. Prescott is 9-6 overall and 8-2 in the region, in third place after splitting a series with Flagstaff. Each team is capable of putting runs up on the board, as Prescott averages 7 runs a game and Bradshaw averages 10.5. The bats have been hot for each as of late. During the Bears' 12-game winning streak, which was snapped with the loss to Flagstaff on Friday, Bradshaw scored more than 10 runs in 11 of those 12 games. The only one they didn't, they barely missed with 9 runs against Estrella Foothills. In the win on Monday night, they scored 11 runs on Flagstaff to beat the Eagles 11-1. Prescott, meanwhile, has scored more than 10 runs in 4 of their last 7 ball games. The Badgers are led by Sam Strasser, who tops the team with a .390 batting average in 20 games played, followed closely behind by Lucas Barrett and Paul Furno, each who have a .353 average. Prescott High School's pitching will have to try and slow down Elias Avila, who is hitting an incredible .538 average, followed by Wes Collier at .459 and Josh Cazal at .452. Dalton Irwin has also smacked 3 home runs this season. Game 1 of the series is Tuesday at Prescott High School at 3 p.m., while Game 2 is Thursday at Bradshaw Mountain, with first pitch scheduled for 7 p.m. Bears head coach Brian Bundrick joined the show Sunday afternoon to talk about the rivalry series. So your team has had a remarkable season so far, won 12 in a row before the streak was snapped against Flagstaff on Friday. What made the team successful during that stretch and really the season overall so far?
Yeah, just teamwork. Our kids are, you know, they work very hard to have the outcome that we're looking for. They rarely settle. They go hard in the weight room. They focus very much at practice, and, you know, they're selfless, and they want to compete as a team, and they want to win as a team. And so, you know, they look at every outing as a chance to get better, and they've been very successful at it.
So it seems like the season just started, but we're entering the final week of the regular season. What are you looking forward to from your team as they get ready for postseason baseball?
Yeah, that's funny. I was just talking to my wife about it today, actually. We have 1 week of baseball left, and it seemed like it started a week ago. We want to finish strong. You know, we lost Friday night game. It was a tough battle. Flagstaff's a good team, and I thought we played pretty well. We made a few mistakes, but you know, that sometimes it happens. Sometimes you just, you know, you get beat, and we did, and we look forward to coming back on Monday. But we need to finish strong the rest of the season. You know, the way that the AIA has got everything going, I can't really say where we're going to be. I think if we went out, we might be in the top 8. I don't know at this point in time. I'm actually, to be honest with you, tired of worrying about it. I feel like the Northern schools get very little credit to begin with. And at this point in time, it's kind of out of our control. We just got to wrap the season strong and, you know, finish with some, you know, hope for 3 more Ws.
So, of course, to end the season is an away and home series against Prescott, along with that game of Flagstaff on Monday. What's the keys to success? Specifically in those away and home games against Prescott.
You know, you're talking about two teams that we compete that are in our region. They're basically, our sister schools. We got to keep our emotions in check on this. We gotta go just play our game. We can't you know, we beat Prescott when they were better. They beat us when we were better. It doesn't always mean the best team wins. You know, you got to keep your emotions in check, and you got to go, you know, just play the game of baseball as best you can, and hopefully for a right outcome. But, you know, we don't plan on changing anything. We got solid pitching, and we hit very well, and we just got to put it together.
So what's that atmosphere kind of like, both at home and away during the Bradshaw-Prescott games each season?
As funny as it sounds, you know, you try not to bring that up, but it's impossible not to. I mean, the stakes are high. The stakes are high just for local, you know, stuff. But also to see where we finish in the, you know, the standings is high. So it matters a lot, because you're going against kids you grew up with as far as my players. And then, you know, we're coaching against kids we've seen. So, you know, that part's really high. But the truth is that we got to finish strong, and so do they. I mean, we all have to finish strong here just to make a drive into the playoffs. So those are super important games.
Awesome. Brian, thanks so much for joining the show, and look to have you on again soon.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll whip around Central Arizona sports teams up next. But first, spring is here. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready, as the temperatures are starting to creep up, with summer almost here. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Welcome back to Talking Central Arizona Sports. It's now time to whip around Central Arizona sports teams and get you caught up on previous results and what's to come this week. Starting off with Bradshaw Mountain softball, the team swept Mingus, scoring 23 runs in Game 1 and 19 runs in Game 2. After beating Flagstaff 11-6, the team had their six-game winning streak snapped, losing to Flagstaff 6-5. The Bears are 11-4 overall and 8-1 in the region, in second place behind Flagstaff, as they end the regular season this week with a home game against Prescott on Tuesday at 7 p.m., a road game against Prescott on Thursday at 4 p.m., and then another road game against Coconino on Saturday at 2 p.m. The boys' tennis team, after a 9-0 loss to Flagstaff and a 5-4 loss to Mingus, beat Independence 7-2 on Monday. At 7-6 overall and 2-4 in the section, they end the regular season at home against Page on Tuesday at 2 p.m. The girls' tennis team struggled last week after a 9-0 win against Coconino. The Bears dropped games to Flagstaff, Mingus, and Independence to fall to 6-8 overall and 3-4 in the section. They also end the regular season on Tuesday at home against Page at 2 p.m. The Bears' girls and boys' track and field teams end the regular season competing in the Marauder Late Qualifier on Friday at Mingus High School. The boys' volleyball team lost their games against Greenway 3-1 and Prescott 3-0 last week, as they fall to 0-13 overall. They have a game on the road Tuesday against Dysart, at home on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. against Paradise Honors, and another at home on Friday against Thunderbird, also at 5:30 p.m. Over to Prescott High School, as the softball team in the last week was swept by Flagstaff in two games, but beat Mingus 9-2 on Friday. At 6-9 overall and 6-4 in the region, they play an away and home series against Bradshaw, starting on the road Tuesday at 7 p.m. before hosting the Bears on Thursday at 4 p.m. They then end the regular season Friday at home against Seton Catholic Prep at 3 p.m. The boys' tennis team beat Mingus 8-1, lost to Canyon View 5-4, had their game against Lee Williams canceled, and beat Barry Goldwater 8-0, as their record now stands at 10-2 overall and 5-1 in the section, good for second place. The team ends the regular season on Tuesday on the road against Paradise Honors. The girls' tennis team beat Mingus 7-2, lost to Canyon View 5-4, and also had their game against Lee Williams canceled. At 9-3 overall and 6-1 in the section, sitting in first place, they end the regular season on the road Tuesday against Paradise Honors. The boys and girls track and field teams will be joining Bradshaw at the Marauder Late Qualifier on Friday. The boys volleyball team in the last week beat Thunderbird 3-1 and rival Bradshaw 3-0, as the team improves to 8-4 overall and is in first place in this section with a 7-0 record. It's a busy week for the team as they have a road game against Paradise Honors on Tuesday, a home game against Phoenix Christian on Wednesday at 5 p.m., a road game against Greenway on Thursday, and will compete in the Defend the Kingdom Invitational at Arizona College Prep over the weekend. Over to Chino Valley as the Cougars baseball team in the last week split a series with Camp Verde, losing the game 1-12-1, but coming back to win game 2-3-2, before losing to Northwest Christian on Monday 12-0. At 6-10 overall and 3-5 in the region, they end the regular season by hosting Blue Ridge at 3:45 p.m. on Tuesday, traveling to Northwest Christian on Thursday, and hosting Scottsdale Christian on Monday, also at 3:45 p.m. The softball team beat Sholo 20-17 and Camp Verde 18-10, but had their five-game winning streak snapped on Monday, losing to Northwest Christian 11-7. They are back on the field against Northwest Christian on the road Thursday before hosting Scottsdale Christian on Monday at 3:45 p.m. to end the regular season. The team is 11-5 overall and sit in third place in the region with a 6-4 record. The golf team will participate in the High Desert Invitational at Antelope Hills Golf Course on Friday. Like the other two schools, the Chino Valley boys and girls track and field teams will also be at the Marauder Lake Qualifier on Friday. Over to collegiate sports, starting with the Rough Riders as the baseball team lost 3-4 this week, beating Pima 9-3 in Game 1 of a doubleheader Tuesday before losing in Game 2 21-6. They were then swept by Cochise in a doubleheader on Saturday. At 25-16 overall, they have home doubleheaders against Arizona Western on Tuesday and South Mountain on Saturday. The first game of each begins at noon. The softball team also had a rough go in the past week, losing doubleheaders to number 5 ranked South Mountain, Pima, and number 6 ranked Phoenix, all at home. At 4-34 overall, they have a doubleheader on Saturday against Scottsdale beginning at noon. The Embry-Riddle Eagles baseball team had a great weekend, beating all three games against Park Gilbert by scores of 15-0, 12-2, and 10-5. In that 10-5 win, six different players recorded an RBI. The team is 15-20 as they get ready to hit the road for a game against OUAZ on Tuesday before three against St. Catherine on the road Friday and Saturday. The softball team over the weekend took 3-4 from Park Gilbert, beating them 7-0, 6-2, and 3-0, but losing 8-4 all at Bellbank Park. In the final game of the series, that 3-0 win, Kate Delaney tossed six scoreless innings, only allowing one hit and striking out six. At 30-13 overall and 19-3 in the conference, they end the regular season with home doubleheaders against St. Catherine on Friday and Saturday. Game 1 on Friday begins at 4 p.m., while Game 1 on Saturday starts at 1 p.m. The Embry-Riddle men's golf team on Monday finished first of six teams in the opening round of the CalPAC Championships. Round 2 is Tuesday and Round 3 is Wednesday. The women's golf team also placed first of four teams in Round 1 of the CalPAC Championships. Round 2 and 3 are the same days. Ending the whip around with the NAZ Wranglers as the team blasted the San Diego Strikeforce at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley on Sunday 48-9 to improve to 2-1. Garrett Kettle completed 9 of 11 passes for 183 yards and 5 touchdowns through the air. Nick Watson also had a passing touchdown and 84 yards, while Jared Ware Jr. added another touchdown on the ground. The team hits the road for the first time this season as they travel to San Jose to take on the Bay Area Panthers on Sunday at 5:05 p.m. As I do every week, I'll end the show by giving my thoughts on some state sports. I was not a fan of what I saw in the Suns' Game 1 loss to the Clippers on Sunday evening. The first quarter brought back painful memories of that horrible Game 7 against the Mavericks last year. DeAndre Ayton was nowhere to be seen when he needed to get big rebounds. Kevin Durant, for some reason, didn't shoot the ball in the final minutes of the game, and the team just looked off. That being said, they've been punched in the face to start off against an opponent most have them beating. If they come out on Tuesday and blow the Clippers out, or at least win by double digits, my nerves, and I feel the nerves of other Suns fans, will begin to calm. Anything less than that, or even a loss, and we will probably hear alarm bells going off in the Valley. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next week as we recap the end of the regular season for many of the spring sports.